Overlord soars majestically through the sky, knowing he's made the world safe for Sheen Kind. But wait, what's that icy wind blowing from the frozen lair of Dr. Nippy? Overlord can't maintain altitude. He's plummeting to the ground. No!
Ouch!
Son, must you pelt your father with tiny flying men?
Sorry, Dad, but flying Ultralord is all I have. Swimming Ultralord is rusted, and tunneling Ultralord suffered a worm-related mishap.
I brought you here to learn air conditioning so that one day this company can be Estevez and Son.
Air conditioning's boring. If Ultralord needed cooling, he would shoot freeze charges from his elbows like in Episode 212. Ultralord versus the Cajun Chefs.
Here you go, son.
A paperclip sculpture! Wow, thanks, Dad! You're the best dad in the whole world!
Here, son. An actual rotary coil with the original grease.
No, thanks. I only play with licensed Ultralar products.
I understand. Hey, son, what do you say we knock off for the day and play catch or checkers or polish our shoes until the shine is blinding?
Gee, Dad, I kinda got homework to do, so...
Sheen, Carl, ready to see Ultralord franchise film number 24?
It's the same as Ultralord franchise film number 23, but with 8 minutes of new footage!
8 glorious minutes? See you, Dad!
How can I ever compete with this Ultralord?
And then when Ultralord vanquished the Terror Droids and they used the footage from the last movie with the 3 Terror Droids and digitally added the 4th Terror Droid, I thought I'd jump up and hug the screen!
You did.
Hello, boys. Did you enjoy the cinema?
Did we ever! Ultralord is the coolest superhero in our history.
Oh, he's good, but I know a superhero who is better than Ultralord.
Better than Ultralord? Your words are strange and confusing.
Well, I'm not supposed to reveal this, but it is I, myself.
You?
Yes, I am El Magnifico.
Well, look, it sure is hot out here. Can I get you some water, Mr. Estevez?
I am not dehydrated. I am El Magnifico. Look, here's a picture.
Yeah, well, irrefutable photographic evidence. Now, about that water.
Come on, Dad. If you're a superhero, prove it. Let's see some powers.
I'd be happy to show you, tomorrow, at noon. I gotta go.
Okay, that was weird.
These should last me through a night of experiments. Mr. Estevez?
Jimmy, please, I need your help. You've got to give me superpowers by noon tomorrow, or my son will despise me. Sheen says you're a science whiz, so please, whiz!
Well, I'd love to help, but giving you superpowers would go completely against scientific protocol.
Please, Jimmy, all any father wants from his son is respect.
It's okay, everybody. Just a little pie-based accident. How long can meringue burn, anyway? Am I right?
I can understand a son wanting to respect his father. But Sheen's probably already forgotten you said that stuff.
Hey, Jimmy. Your dad's running in traffic again. Oh, and I brought by some paperwork.
Well, paperwork?
Yeah. If my dad's not really a superhero and they toss him in the loony bin, I'd like your parents to adopt me.
Sheen, I'm sure your father isn't crazy.
He could be just a huge liar. Either way, I'm bracing myself for the horrible disappointment. Well, see you at noon.
Please, Jimmy.
We better get started. Retroville's greatest hero, El Magnifico!
I feel super!
Okay, El Magnifico. The school bus is teetering on the edge of the cliff. They need your help.
El Magnifico will put an end to their teeter.
He gravity gloves are working.
Hi, Jimmy, Mr. Estevez.
Wow, Mr. Estevez, you look different. Did you trim your mustache?
I am El Magnifico.
I'm giving Sheen's dad a super-powered suit for 24 hours so Sheen will respect him more. Carl, would you step to the side? No, the other way. Carl, look out!
Well, my new laser elbows appear to function properly.
Maybe I should come along tomorrow just to be safe. Carl, I could use your help.
Uncover your eyes, Carl. You can't even see where you're going. So why was it so important we go to the zoo again?
I thought you should see the zebras, because it's striping season.
Okay, Carl. We're almost ready for the rendezvous with El Magnifico. Suits at full power. Mr. Estevez, are you ready?
I know not this Mr. Estevez, for I am El Magnifico!
Carl, open the gate.
Right. Oh, look, Sheen! That zebra's getting ready to stripe!
What? How can you tell? Wait a minute. Is it striping season in the spring?
Zebrapede!
Ah! Did someone say zebrapede? You should be careful, son. Zebras can be fierce during striping season.
You have got superpowers. Why didn't you show me your powers before?
Superpowers are like the giant clam. Giant and clam-like, yet so very shy.
I don't understand, but I like it!
Now activate the chainsaw charge.
Help! Danger! This tree is about to fall and crush us!
Man, this zoo is deadly today!
Stand aside! El Magnifico will save you from this malevolent tree! I'm glad I'm able to make you proud, son.
Proud? You're like my total idol!
What about Ultra Lord?
Ultra who?
Help! Danger!
Say, the cart is running away. Then take the brake off. Can you hear me?
The art running way!
The art running way!
The signal's getting electrical interference.
The signal adding electrical errands.
Hey, Dad, while Carl goes crazy, can I see some more powers?
Why not? I'm feeling quite peppy.
Ah! Huh? Hey, where are they going? That's not part of the plan. Oh, no! Mr. Estevez is depleting the suit's batteries.
Can't let that alligator eat that defenseless duck.
Right you are, son. Out, vile reptile. Face anti-gravity, scaly one. Ay. Having a little technical difficulty.
Dad, you might want to fly us out of here now.
Yes, of course.
Jimmy, help! Come in, Jimmy!
Hey, what's going on here? And why is Carl calling us watch Jimmy?
It's all right, Carlos. Son, I have something to tell you. Your friend Jimmy made this suit for me. I don't really have the superpowers. I pretended to be El Magnifico because I felt like you loved Ultra Lord more than me.
What? Don't be silly, Dad. I'll love you with my dying breath, which should be in about 30 seconds!
Wait a moment. An air vent.
Oh, I'll never fit through there.
We are not going to fit. We are going to fight.
He's about your height, dark hair, and, oh yeah, covered in armored metal plating.
So, Carl, scary beast distraction plan number 87?
Okay. Yeah!
Aha! Here we are! Thermostat controls.
Must A flat always spell our doom?
This should make a passable compression accelerator.
Security! We have an unauthorized alligator feeding!
Here you go, beast. Feel the climate-altering power of air conditioning! Air conditioning has certainly made this environment more pleasant.
Wow! Dad, you stopped the gator using just your regular powers.
That was brilliant, Mr. E.
Yes. Vicious, cold-blooded reptiles aren't so tough when they lose their body heat. You learned that in air conditioning school.
I'm just sorry I put you both in danger.
No, I thank you, Yimmy, for helping me compete with Ultra Lord.
Ultra Lord may be a superhero, but you're a super dad!
Thank you, son. Come, young ones. The ice cream is on El Magnifico!
Don't stop on me! I'm the zebra!
Carl, that bit is over. Give it a rest.